还是 Welcome to Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture. This five-part series is a collaboration between Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, Jack Straw Productions, and photographer Doug Plummer. Today's episode is Growing Up Somali in America with Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore. Kids are gathering at the Somali Youth and Family Club at an apartment complex in South Seattle. They're going to rehearse a traditional dance for a Somali cultural performance. A few kids start singing a song in Somali.
He's saying we're gonna fly, we're gonna go.
That's Hamdi Abdul, director of the Somali Youth and Family Club. She helped explain the song.
And we'll go to my hometown, and people will clap for you, and they will welcome you.
Many Somali kids in King County have spent the majority of their lives in the U.S. The cultural performance is a way for young people to better understand their culture.
Most of the Somali kids, they don't know about Somali. They are born here, or they came here as, you know, young people. This is their country.
Yasmin Igal is directing the children in traditional dance.
And you, like, dance around, but you're swagging it, I guess, like what the kids call it. Like, a little bit more of your taste in it. So, like, a little bit more of your rhythm, kind of.
Yasmin worked with 10 to 15 middle school-aged girls and boys to get ready for the performance. For her, it's natural to be American and Somali.
My family's from Somalia, and I am, but I was born here. When I'm at home, I go with Somali culture, tradition. But when I'm, like, at the mall or at school, I go with American culture.
The week leading up to the performance was packed with rehearsals.
We're going to do rehearsal today and tonight. We're having an after-school program, and after that ends, we'll have it tonight. We're gonna, you know, dance all night long.
Fatima Ali is a sixth grader in the show. She talks about the dance they performed.
It was new to me, but then I sort of recognized it because I think they do it at weddings when my mom goes and I watch the CDs with her at home. It's fun to do it because then, like, you're with the rhythm and you sort of know what you're doing.
Apple wants to get that price.
Fatima also knows how it feels to be part of more than one culture.
When I'm at school, I'm surrounded by a lot of people that are different religions. But then when I come home, I'm Somali because I have to pray and do my Quran and do all kinds of stuff.
Katie Cyphress is the education program supervisor for the Somali Youth and Family Club. She manages the after-school program, which offers free tutoring for kids and guidance for parents.
I think that they feel comfortable using our after-school program since it was started by their own community. The parents can come by any time and check on their kids. And I think they feel a sense of security. They save money and time.
Working closely with the kids and their families, Katie observes that living in the U.S. and feeling part of two cultures can raise questions for kids.
The kids are always looking for different opportunities to express themselves, and I think that they do struggle with their identities and knowing, are they Somali, are they American, are they proud to be Somali, are they proud to be American?
Katie says the performance is a good platform to engage the community in cultural awareness.
You know, a lot of them, their parents will speak to them in Somali and they answer back in English. And with this play, they'll be able to understand that being Somali is something to be proud of and that they should be respected in their community. And I think it'll be a really good opportunity for them to understand who they are and see people's reaction to who they are and ask questions in a different kind of way.
Who says you're the only one that's heard it? Trust me, that's the price of beauty. Who says you're not pretty? Who says you're not beautiful? Who says?
Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture was produced by Jack Straw Productions in collaboration with Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, and photographer Doug Plummer, with funding support from the Washington State Arts Commission. Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore, engineer Tom Stiles, executive producer Joan Rabinowitz. To learn more, visit us at jackstraw.org.